This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is cool with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is seeing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that earlier today, the White House recognized that the attacks in Lebanon are complicating ceasefire efforts. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes opposition leaders have accused Prime Minister Netanyahu of failing to achieve war goals, while some support talks with Lebanon. Also this hour, The Forward highlights that the Iran ceasefire remains fragile as the IDF continues operations in Lebanon, with the Strait of Hormuz still closed. Separately, I-24 News confirms Prime Minister Netanyahu is now pushing for direct negotiations with Lebanon following a call from U.S. President Trump to reduce strikes. And finally, Axios reports that Netanyahu announced talks with Lebanon after the U.S. exerted pressure to halt military actions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel wrote just minutes ago that Netanyahu's Likud party is seeing a dip in polls, reflecting public opposition to the Iran ceasefire. Dan Bermawi shared moments ago that during a Lebanese cabinet meeting, the prime minister explained Israeli strikes are targeting Hezbollah locations in Beirut. From Al Arabiya English, a former Lebanese ambassador described Iran's image as negatively affected by Lebanon's exclusion from the ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. According to Walla, the White House is increasingly concerned about the ongoing strikes complicating diplomatic relations. Washington believes that continued destruction could stall negotiations. This impacts regional stability and could prolong military engagements. Turning to the political scene in Israel, the Jerusalem Post reports dissent within the government. Opposition leaders criticize Netanyahu for not meeting war objectives. However, some are open to dialogue with Lebanon, indicating a potential shift in strategy. This could influence future peace talks in the region. Meanwhile, The Forward outlines the fragile nature of the Iran ceasefire. Despite efforts, the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz adds to global tensions. If diplomacy fails, this could escalate into wider conflict affecting international trade. Netanyahu's move to engage directly with Lebanon is a significant development. As I-24 News reports, U.S. President Trump has urged de-escalation to aid Iran negotiations. This diplomatic push could open channels for peace, though challenges remain. Finally, Axios highlights the pressure on Netanyahu to restrain military actions. U.S. influence is evident, aiming to foster dialogue over conflict. This shift could redefine Israeli-Lebanese relations, potentially easing regional hostilities. On the economic front. First, Haaretz Business identified four victims from the recent missile strike in Haifa, highlighting the ongoing human cost of the conflict on Israeli society. Separately, CTEC reports that Team 8 has appointed Aaron Dubin and Daniel Goldstein as partners in a new venture strategy initiative. This move aims to drive long-term investment in emerging technologies, signaling growth in Israel's tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores the potential impact of stable coins like the digital dollar on the global economy. A simulation suggests significant growth, but risks to traditional financial systems are a concern, particularly for Israel's economic landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.